Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Hello, and thank you for joining On Air with Russell Hotels. I do appreciate you joining me. We're live. It's Tuesday. It's 5 PST. That means Pacific Standard Time for people that didn't know what that meant. But it's always good to be on the air. It's always good to be seen, right? Opposed to not being seen, right? I don't know where that even came from, but that's okay. We just keep it rolling, right? But thank you so much. It's show number 76. Can you believe that? Show number 76 today. We're all about hashtag hospitality unplugged, which means, you know, we talk about everything hospitality. But just remember, just because we can say it doesn't mean we should. And what that means is we're not saying anything derogatory about things or people, places or people. You know, say I went to a place, a hotel, a restaurant, and I had bad service. Well, I have to talk about that, right? It's not necessarily a bad thing talking about it, but it's just saying that, you know, look out for this, look out for that. So my job is to you know, kind of let you know what's going on out there, right, in the hospitality, in the world of hospitality. So that's what I mean by just because you should, just because you can say it doesn't mean you should say it. Because like I said, I'm not out there saying anything crazy or anything like that. But I want to bring you, you know, I want to bring you the 411, if you will. There we go. Anyway, enough of that, right? So anyway, like I said, show number 76. I remember when we did show number one, right? Back in January of, 2019. And man, I never thought it would get to this level, but it has got to this level. So I do appreciate that. I thank God for that. Give me the opportunity to come on and talk and bring, you know, hospitality news and all that kind of stuff, hospitality guests, professionals, things like that. Not today though, but you know, we got some guests coming up though, but you know, I just love talking myself. But anyway, I have a lot of stuff to talk about because a lot of stuff has been going on, right? So let me jump into it because I may not even get to my topic because, you know, next thing I know it's like 1:30 and I haven't even got through half of, you know, of the things that I normally get through, you know. But anyway, let's go. So you guys good? It's Tuesday. It is Taco Tuesday, right? I don't know what kind of tacos I'm making today, just so you know, but it will be hashtag non-meat eats. I can assure you of that. But I've been eating a lot of beans lately. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I guess depends on, you know, who I'm around. That was a joke. But anyway, black beans this week. Last week, pinto beans. This week, black beans. Maybe next week, white beans. Okay, I'm inclusive when it comes to my beans, right? They can be brown, they can be black, they can be white. It doesn't matter. Or they can be black eyed peas, which are black and white. So it doesn't matter. I don't discriminate when it comes to beans. Okay. Just like I don't discriminate when it comes to people, you know. Anyway, you see how I tied that in? So even with food, you can tie stuff in, right? But anyway, I'm being silly, but that's okay, because that's what I'm all about too. I can be silly when I need to be. Hey, first industry news. Let's keep the people of Napa Valley and the surrounding areas in our thoughts and prayers after the devastating wildfires have destroyed, you know, many structures. I mean, vineyards. I mean, everything is just it's just unreal what's going on there. So we need to, you know, think about those people that are losing things, that have lost things. So, I mean, this whole fire season has been crazy. But I just want to start off our industry news with that. So make sure you keep them in mind and check out what's going on there. I mean, just it's always good to be, you know, on top of the news and things like that. So, I mean, I get, you know, alerts and stuff like that. I'm sure as you do as well. So I'm sure this does not come as a surprise, but it's a surprise just how much devastation is going on. But anyway, so keep those people in your thoughts and prayers as we move on. Hotel closures. I hate to go from one bad thing to another. Hotel closures, several hotels, where I just know one hotel in L.A. is closing down. The Lux Beverly Hills, and I'm not sure if I mentioned this last week, but the Lux Beverly Hills on Rodeo Drive is closing. I'm not sure of the date, but I did hear that or see that in L.A. Times last week, which is, I mean, I know that hotel well. There's actually three in L.A. So there's one on Sunset, one on Rodeo and Beverly Hills. And then there's a Lux downtown L.A. But we're speaking of the one Rodeo Drive is the one that's going to be closing. So that's sad to hear. Hilton Times Square as well in New York City is closing down. The Palmer House hasn't closed down yet. Palmer House is in Chicago, but it's in foreclosure. So, that's a beautiful historic hotel. I've stayed there several times. I got a quick Palmer House story for you. I remember I was doing sales calls or whatever. It was a Hilton sponsored sales call. That's when I was with Hilton doing, you know, as a sales manager. And I remember going there and staying at the Palmer House. I mean, like I said, it was at that point, I think it was like 125 years old. I think they were celebrating 125 years or whatever. And I remember getting my room. Hotel was sold out. I think it's well over 1,000 rooms. But I got my room and it was, I mean, then don't get me wrong. I mean, maybe we checked in late, whatever. We were Hilton. We got discounts, blah, blah, blah. But I got a room that faced the brick wall. Okay. The room was nice, you know, got a room that faced the brick wall. And I'm honest when I say this, I could sit on the end of the bed, turn on the TV, touch the TV, I think open the window, open the bathroom door, and maybe even open the door to the room by sitting on the end of the bed. It was so small. And I remember calling the front desk and say, you know, I'm a big guy. Can I get a bigger room? I said, we're sold out, sir. We can't do that. But that's my Palmer House story. And like I said, I've stayed there several times after that and got a great room. I mean, this was, like I said, I was there just to sleep, right? We were working through the day doing sales calls. So, but it was just funny just to, my first experience at the Palmer House, but a beautiful hotel. Like I said, I'm not saying anything bad about it, but that was my experience. So I just thought I'd share that with you. But I would hate to see that go into foreclosure. Hopefully somebody bails them out. I understand they're like in $430 million in debt too. But anyway, let's hope that someone buys it and keeps it the Palmer House and keeps it going. But from what the experts say in LA Times, it said, well, people that were interview for the article said a tsunami of hotel closures is coming. That's what the experts say. So, I mean, we hope that's not the case, but you know, these are three major hotels that are closing, and it's unfortunate. Well, Palmer House is in foreclosure, so hopefully it does not close. Did you hear about an American who faces prison in Thailand over a bad hotel review? So someone, okay, just say an American goes to Thailand. And I don't think it matters if he was American or whatever, but someone went to Thailand and basically they had a say a bottle of wine, they're bringing it into the hotel. Well, they're going to charge them a corkage fee. Well, I guess the guest didn't appreciate you charging me a corkage fee. So he went on like TripAdvisor and gave some crappy reviews. Now, I don't know if those reviews were true or not, but they went in on this hotel or resort in Thailand, which means it was not good. So I guess it was like defamation of character or whatever. So the hotel took it upon themselves or the management or the ownership, in this day of COVID where, you know, Thailand is not open to a lot of countries that are coming in anyway. How the Americans got over there, I don't know. But anyway, that's beside the point. Maybe they did the quarantine or whatever. But bottom line, this person faces like 2 years in prison. Okay, hotel had charged him a corkage fee or a bottle fee for alcohol that he had that he was bringing into the hotel. So just look it up. American faces prison in Thailand over bad hotel review. Just Google that and you'll see the story. Because I don't want to go into detail on it, and I don't, you know, I'm not going to form my opinion on it, but it's just interesting. So my job is just to bring in the news, right? So Russell of Hotels, you heard it first on Air with Russell of Hotels. So, but yeah, that was interesting. An American faces prison in Thailand over a bad hotel review. 2 years, he's facing 2 years. Can you believe that? Anyway, and I always mention that, this is the next story I'm going to. I always mention that, you know, I get emails all the time from DMOs, hotels, whatever, you know, promotions, whatever. And I always like to bring the good ones that get my attention, right? Because I get a lot of stuff that I just delete, but there's a few things that pique my interest. And normally it's associated with food of some sort, right? So visit Concord. Is it Concord? Concord. Concord. I think it's Concord, which is in Northern California, you know, near San Francisco, near Oakland. You know, that's where it is. Concord. It says visit Concord, discover Concord, share the love. That's the whole thing, right? That was the whole caption, right? I'm like, what the heck is this? So I like tacos, and today is Taco Tuesday. So it piqued my interest. So I looked into it. It's basically one of those passport things, you know, programs where you go and, you know, you eat tacos at certain restaurants, they punch it. And I guess, you know, you accumulate enough and you get a prize at the end or whatever. But I just thought that was a unique thing. First of all, everyone loves tacos, right? Especially here in California. We love tacos. We like to eat. We just like to eat, period, right? So something that will get your attention, that's what it's all about, right? And I appreciate Visit Concord for sending that out, or at least sending it to me. So it got my attention. And guess what? I got to talk about it on, you know, on Air Russell Hotels, which, by the way, is the number one radio, Zoom, Facebook live show out there, right? Did you know that? Well, now you know. So, but anyway, so this is great. So Visit Concord, thank you so much for sending that to me. I appreciate that. And that just makes me want to go eat tacos. If not in Concord, somewhere, right? There's Taco Tuesday somewhere. So there you go. But thank you so much. Like I said, it's those things. And with a Visit Concord is a DMO, a destination marketing organization for Concord, right? So CVB, that's the name that a lot of people know it as, Convention and Visitors Bureau, which they're responsible for bringing, you know, people in business. It doesn't mean just hotel revenue. It means economic revenue, right? So they're in charge of the entire economic development. So if it's food that's going to get people's interest to come in there, you know, I'm all for it. So that's what it's all about. So food, you know, you go get in there for food, but maybe you'll stay because you want to eat more food. There you go. You go there for the weekend. Guess what? You got to eat, right? And a lot of times in the restaurants and hotels are not open. So where are you going to go? You're going to go to a restaurant down the street from the hotel. So why not try Concord? There you go. Last Thursday, it was live on Thursday. I looked at it or viewed it on Friday. So September 17th, Meet California Alliance, which is a destination marketing organizations. They had a webinar update. So basically the state of these particular DMOs, you know, what's their state? What's going on? What developments are going on out there? Which I thought was interesting. So, and I'll name the the DMOs that participated in it. But it was one of those things where it's definitely needed because it gave a lot of information, especially to people like myself, meeting planners, you know, other hoteliers, people within the hospitality industry, or people that are planning meetings, or people that are novice at this, right? People that just are interested in what's going on with the hospitality industry. Well, I thought that was very good. It was spot on. It was right to the point. A lot of DMOs got on there. This is California specifically. I'm sure DMOs throughout the U.S. are doing it as well. But basically, it was a Zoom call. You got to see the people, maybe your representative, or maybe a friend, a colleague, or whatever, and they're talking about their specific destination. If that was Anaheim, they talk about what was going on in Anaheim. If it was Long Beach, you're talking about what was going on in Long Beach. You know, any new hotel developments, what kind of protocol they're going through for their hotels, as well as maybe their convention centers and things like that. So there's a wealth of information that was put out. And it just basically was an hour long, I think, the whole presentation was. But everyone got to speak about their particular DMO or CVB, if that's what you want to call it. So I thought that was great. I didn't do it live because it was live on Thursday. I did it. They actually sent me a copy. So I do appreciate you sending me a copy of that. And I viewed it on Friday. And I reviewed it again today because I just thought it was just good, interesting update information. I think we need to do that maybe monthly, you know, just because things are still kind of fluid and we don't know what's going on or are we open? I mean, for the most part, leisure travel is open, okay? And I'm speaking of, because we're talking about the California DMOs, I'm speaking specifically the California market. Leisure travel is open. So, you know, a leisure traveler, you know, maybe people with a family, you know, myself or whatever, I'm going to check out whatever Anaheim area, whatever the heck it is, and I'm going to eat, you know, but I'm staying at a hotel, whatever. So, I mean, it's basically, that's what leisure travel is. It's not group. It's just individual travelers or maybe families that are maybe one or two rooms and things like that. But that's how things are going to pick back up, right? That's how things are picking up because people are getting out. And once you get out, I need people to create that FOMO, right? The fear of missing out. So if I'm in Anaheim, I need to start taking pictures and put on my social media. And shame on, you know what? Let me get to a little side thing. Shame on hotel hospitality sales professionals who don't have social media pages where they're posting things about their destination or their brand that they work for. You know, shame on you people that do that, whoever does that. And I'm sure no one I know, they do that. But if you're a salesperson, that's what I always say, you're a salesperson, you love to hear yourself talk. You need to talk, you love to talk about you. You love talking about your brand, what you do, where you work, the destination. It's great. It's this and that. But we don't do it on social media. We'd rather tell, you know, one or two people, oh, this is what I do, blah, 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 instead of just telling the world at one time, right? Or several times, whatever. Not saying it's going to go to the world, but you have the potential to go to a lot more people than just having one conversation with someone, right? So that's one thing that I always try. Every hotel, when I was a director of sales and marketing, especially when social media became big, and a lot of people were, you know, they didn't want to do it because old school, right? People, you got people that are, I just say old school. I'm not necessarily saying that they're old, but let's just say old school people in their whole, you know, antiquated ways of thinking this is back in the 80s. Well, this ain't back in the 80s, okay? And now that this whole COVID thing is hit, we need to do more with less, okay? So people, if you're still working, if you're out there, you have a brand, and then you're representing your corporate brand or the professional brand, right? So you need to, if you don't have a LinkedIn page, a Twitter page, a IG page, whatever, Facebook, I don't care. There's many opportunities out there. The playing field is easy to get, there's level to get your message across. And get stuff out there. Take pictures of your place. You went out to lunch within your destination or whatever the heck it is, like near your hotel, whatever. Take pictures. Send things out. Put it out. So, like I said, shame on people that don't do that. So, like I said, I mean, it's times have changed, okay? And we need to be more social media savvy or marketing savvy, however you want to put it, you need to be more, you need to be more of that. Okay. So let's make sure that we're doing that. I'm sorry I had to go off and, you know, get on my soapbox, but I don't understand why we have the tools to do it, but sometimes we just don't do it. There we go. But okay. So several DMOs have received their, getting back to the DMOs. Okay. I went off on the side thing. So several of these DMOs have gotten their, it's called GBRAC Star, which is an outbreak prevention response and recovery accreditation. So GBRAC, let's call it GBRAC. Okay. The GBRAC stands for Global Biorisk Advisory Council. Program established requirements to assist facilities with work practices, protocols, procedures, and systems to control risk associated with infectious agents, which such as the virus responsible for COVID-19. So it's basically an accreditation or a certificate, if that, you know, makes any sense, where, you know, these CVBs or DMOs have gotten educated on basically what to do with this virus that's affecting. How are you going to clean? Because like I said, it's housekeeping has to be sexy, right? It has to be out there. It has to be in front of everyone. And whatever we're doing, we need to let the public know that this is what we're doing, okay? Because no one wants to go to a facility that they know nothing about as far as what your new protocol or cleanliness procedures are. No one wants to do that. Why am I going to put myself at risk, you know? But if you put out, okay, this is what we're doing. We're doing A through Z, you know, we're consistent on this. Then, okay, well, they're doing this. And now they're certified as, you know, GBRAC. They're GBRAC certified. So there you go. And once again, GBRAC stands for, and I'm saying GBRAC because that's GBRAC. That's what it sounds like to me. So stands for Global Biorisk Advisory Council. Okay. So just remember that. So a lot of DMOs, a lot of convention centers are getting their designation for this GBRAC. And I know Pasadena did because Pasadena sent it out a couple of weeks ago. And I mentioned it on the show 2 weeks ago. So thank you. Like Debbie Vail, my girl Debbie Vail out there. She's a sales associate for Pasadena. Visit Pasadena. Not saying she did everything, but she's involved in it, right? So thank you for sending those things out. I mean, I'm on their list, mailing list, so email list. So it's always good to get that stuff. But it's important that we send that stuff out because it's sexy and people want to see it and people want to make sure that Pasadena is doing what they're supposed to do. So other DMOs are doing it as well, but I'm mentioning Pasadena because they sent out an alert saying that that's what they were doing. So people need to know this. People want a peace of mind. They want peace of mind when going to facilities, especially if we want them to start meeting again. They need to be comfortable enough in what you're doing and your new policies and procedures and protocols to say, okay, yeah, we're going to start. We're going to go back to meeting and we're going to start this particular DMO. There we go. Did you know that meetings and events in California account for 270,000 jobs? And this is, I'm sure this is all pre-COVID, right? 270,000 jobs and $4.6 billion in economic impact, right? So just think about that. You know, we talk about, you know, hotels closing and going out and restaurants going out of business. I mean, this is devastation, right? I mean, 270,000 jobs have been, almost all of those have been lost. And the economic impact for California is not $4.6 billion for this year, right? So, I mean, those are things we need to get back. And that was highlighted in a letter to the governor, which this organization did. They sent out a letter, an organization again is Meet California Alliance. It has to do with a group, basically a group or an alliance of DMOs, destination marketing organizations throughout California, the major ones that they're involved in this. So thank you again for doing that. And I'll mention the webinar host who were actually doing it. You got to give them a shout out, right? So the webinar host who were involved in this whole thing, like I said, I think it's a great thing. I'm glad they did it. And hopefully we have more of that stuff to come. San Diego Tourism Authority, Jillian Ware, CMP, Greater Palm Springs Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Anne Marie, and hopefully I don't say this wrong, Morehouse, Anne Marie Morehouse. She's with, like I said, Greater Palm Springs CVB, Visit Anaheim, my girl, Marilis Kroc, CMP, Los Angeles Tourism and Convention Board, another one of my girls, Carolyn Mueller Brown, Pasadena Convention and Visitors Bureau, Aaron Van Ark, Long Beach CVB, Mary Kay Louie, Visit Santa Barbara, Mark Feldman, Monterey County Convention and Visitors Bureau, Lauren Suring, S-I-R-I-N-G, Suring, I think I pronounced that correctly. And Lauren, please forgive me if I didn't. San Francisco Travel Association, Winnie Wong, Visit Oakland, my girl, Ronnie Palma, and then Visit Sacramento, Jeff Doherty. So those are the people that participated and talked about their specific DMOs and talk about, like I said, what's going on, kind of a state of their DMO, if you will. So I thought that was great. And then I guess maybe this letter to the governor and all this stuff helped, because I just saw yesterday in the news that LA Comic-Con will take place Friday, December 11th through December 13th. And that's here in LA. That's December 11th through 13th of this year. So, you know, there's one in San Diego, but I guess San Diego canceled, or they postponed theirs until next year. So LA is doing one coming up Friday, December 11th through Sunday, December 13th. Now, we knew that, maybe we knew prior to this that we weren't able to bring people together, not this many people, but normally this event has 42,000 attendees. But for this year, they're only going to limit it to 13,500 attendees. But they're going to do it. And it said, each of whom, okay, let me just read this. Compared to last year's event, which had 42,000 attendees, the planned 2020 event will be limited to 13,500 attendees, each of whom will have, I guess, circumference around them, right? The equivalent of standing in a circle, I just said that, with a 6-foot diameter. Okay. The event organizer said, whoever that is, I don't know. But tickets will be limited to no more than 12,000 tickets at any individual session. You know, within Comic-Con, there's different sessions where they have, you know, what do you call them? Celebrities and things like that, you know, talk about whatever they're talking about. And I guess some of those events are more than 12,000 people, but they're going to limit it to 12,000 people. So there you go. So Comic-Con LA take place December 11th through the 13th. So obviously the governor had to say, okay, let's open it up. So I guess letters and communication work. It's all about letters and communication, right? Correspondence and communication. So positive communication. So way to go, LA tourism. Make it happen. Upcoming webinar, which is tomorrow. I mentioned this last week, but that was last week, right? So tomorrow is actually the event. So it's the HSMAI Los Angeles. Are you leaving the hospitality industry? You know, during this whole COVID thing, some people are leaving the industry. They're like saying, you know, enough's enough. I can't wait for this to rebound. I have to go out and find me another J-O-B. Okay, well, they're going to talk about that. Are you leaving the industry? This is a 5-part webinar series starting tomorrow, September 30th at 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. So only an hour, PST. So 11 to 12 Pacific Standard Time. So check that out. HSMAI, which stands for Hospitality Sales Marketing Association International. Did I say that right? I'm sure I did. But believe me, somebody, if I didn't say it right, somebody will say, well, Russell, you're wrong on that. But, you know, that's okay. At least I mentioned it, right? And key takeaways from this is uncover how to recognize other passions and interests that may lead to your next job or career. Learn other industries which may be a good transition from hospitality, from the hospitality industry. So you want to make sure you know what those are. Because we all have transferable skills, right? Which industry outside of the hospitality industry do you know, is a good fit for us. You know, our skill set, if I'm in sales, can I do pharmaceutical sales? I don't know. But Michelle Carlin is going to let us know, because the speaker will be Michelle Carlin. She's founder and president and a friend of myself and a friend of the show, you know, On Air with Russell Fotels. She's president and founder, or founder and president. I want to say that right, because believe me, she'll be sending me a text message while I'm on air saying, thank you for correcting it. So Michelle Carlin, founder and president of Alignment Advising. So she will be facilitating, or she will be the speaker. So check that out. Okay. And just let her know. If you ever talk to Michelle, say, Russell sent me. Okay. So, and Alignment Advising. Is your hotel open? Or did you go back to work? Create FOMO, fear of missing out. Okay. I went back to work. My hotel is doing this. We're about to open. We need to know that. And I mentioned that a while ago, so I'm not going to beat a dead horse. I did mention the whole social media piece, that we need to get our brand out there, get our information out there. If we're working, if we're, about to reopen our hotel, we need to make sure that we're letting people know. Social media, and especially now, because social media usage is up. And I keep mentioning this. I haven't taken this out because I think it's important that we realize that we're aware, especially if we're in the marketing department or we're a sales, you know, director, that if social media usage is up by 7 minutes over the same period of time in, you know, last year, 2019, then we need to market more or promote more, because people are spending more time on social media. So why wouldn't you put things out there that people may see? You know, make sure your hashtags are in line and all that stuff. But if I'm, you know, 7 more minutes, I'm on social media. And I can't even imagine 7 more minutes. I'm on it a lot already, but 7 more minutes. So it's a way to, you know, for brands to reengage with your audiences. So why not do it? So if you're not doing it, shame on you. Like I said a little while ago, shame on you. Non Meat Eats. I think I mentioned Non Meat Eats earlier, but I'll mention it again. This is something I made over the weekend, right? Fluffy vegan pancakes. Okay. They're fluffy too. So instead of using eggs, because normally, say if you got the pancake mix, whatever type of pancake mix, it was made with eggs. Even if it's just the dry mix that you add water to, it's normally has eggs in it, maybe have some shortening. It can have all kind of stuff that non-plant-based, okay, which I'm 100% plant-based for people that are tuning in for the first time and didn't know that, but I am, right? So this recipe was fluffy vegan pancakes, no eggs, and I use almond milk. So you use almond milk, you use flour, of course. Baking powder? Yeah, baking powder. And then the surprising thing, it asked for red wine vinegar. I was like, what is this going to taste like? But guess what? It didn't taste like red wine vinegar. Obviously, the red wine vinegar, it reacts a certain way with the flour and the baking powder and maybe even the milk. I mean, the almond milk. Maybe it did. I don't know. But that you cannot taste the red wine vinegar in there. But it was interesting. But it made fluffy pancakes. Put my vegan butter on it with my syrup. And, you know, most syrup is already vegan unless it has butter in it already. But make sure you check your ingredients, okay? Because I don't want you to know, oh, Russell, I had this syrup, it was so delicious, and I look at the ingredients, it had butter in it. Well, check your ingredients, okay? But the syrup I have doesn't have butter in it, okay? So, but yeah, check it out. So that's my Non-Meat Eats tip of the week. If you want the recipe, just, you know, send me a message, and I'll send you the recipe. Not a problem. So that's one thing that I do. When I do prepare something, I do keep the recipes, or I kind of change the recipes just to suit myself, you know, based on, because what I do is I direct things, I can't even speak, like regular things like pancakes that you eat, you can always alter the menu or the recipes to fit within your own dietary restrictions, right? So that's what I do. So I look at some recipes for like cookies, like DoubleTree had, you know, you can go online and get the recipe for DoubleTree cookies. I just substitute you know, the eggs for different things, or the butter, vegan butter or plant-based butter. They do have that at your regular store. Just look for it. It's there. And I just substitute the regular stuff that I would normally eat. I still eat, but, you know, I just substitute different ingredients. So you can do that too. So are you reinventing yourself? Are you swerving? You know, swerving is the new pivoting, okay? You know, like they say orange is new black. No, no, no. Swerving is a new pivoting. So instead of using the P word, I use the S word, okay? So are you swerving? Have you swerved? What are you doing while you're swerving? You know, times like this, I mean, we should be sitting, we shouldn't just be sitting around waiting for the other shoe to fall. We should be re-educating ourselves. Are we reading? Believe it or not, now I don't read a lot, okay? I don't think I've read since college, to be honest with you. But guess what? I ran out of things to do during this COVID thing. So guess who had to start reading? I did. So I started reading books, and now that they have audio books and things like that, it doesn't make any sense not to. When I went to Blythe 2 weeks ago, I didn't listen to any music. I'm listening to my books. That's what I did. I believe it. It was like, wow, because I'm trying to educate myself on certain things, right? Things that I was not familiar with before. And if these are self-help books or these are, you know, maybe a new career, but whatever it is, I'm reading that stuff, right? And if it's available on as an audiobook, I'm all for it. My daughter claims that because it's an audiobook, it's not reading. I say, yes, it is. It is reading. It's just a different type of reading, right? Someone's reading it. So we got into this discussion or argument the other day, not an argument, but you know, I always try to make as fun as I can with whatever I'm talking about, whatever the topics are. And I said, yeah, it is reading. So tell me, is reading or listening to an audiobook, is that is still reading, right? I think it is. So anyway, so make sure if you're swerving, you're doing something, right? You're re-educating yourself. If that's on social media, maybe we can re-educate ourselves on social media, what we could be doing now. Maybe we're trying to think of something else to do. I mean, I know a couple people that have left the industry and they had to swerve and do some other stuff. Well, they're actually reinvented themselves. So, I mean, whatever you want to do, but we have to do something. The best way to predict the future is to invent it. So make sure you remember that. Invent your own future. If that's what we have to do, that's what I'm trying to do. That's what I'm doing. I mean, I'm not waiting. I'm just doing it. Contact information. How do you get a hold of Russell of Hotels? And guess what? I mentioned this a while ago. Okay, I'm getting a text message from a cousin of mine. I didn't send her a recipe. You know, that's the thing. You know, you get people, you know, they always have a comment. Okay, it's not the end of the world. I'm going to get you the... I don't even remember the recipe you asked for, but I'll send it to you. Don't worry. So that's what it's all about. So I will send you the recipe. Contact information. How do you get a hold of Russell of Hotels? If you want to, you know, ask a question, if you want, you know, some consulting, if you want, you know, social media advice, how you should, you know, make yourself or keep yourself relevant. I mean, this is the contact information for that. So russell@russellofhotels.com is my email address. Twitter, I'm at Russell of Hotels. IG, which is Instagram, I'm at Russell of Hotels. LinkedIn, which is LinkedIn. I can't say enough about LinkedIn. Russell L. Edmond, that is my real name. Russell L. Edmond. Don't worry about what the L stands for. Okay. Facebook, Russell L. Edmond. I have two pages, Russell L. Edmond and then Russell of Hotels. Those are my two Facebook pages. And then I have a website, which is russellofhotels.com. Tells a little bit about me, what I do, what I've been doing, and what I'm trying to do, where I'm going. So this is a live show, right? Did you guys know that? Maybe I didn't mention that before, but this is a live show. So it's LA Talk Radio, but then I'm on Facebook Live, and then it's a Zoom, right? So it's the best of all three worlds, right? So you can see me. Or you can listen to me, whatever you, whatever your choice. But after the show, like I said, it's a live show every Tuesday at 1 o'clock, 1 to 2, but becomes a podcast after. Okay, so as soon as this is over, Ronan, our producer, basically puts this on all the podcast platforms, and we go from there. Right, so you can listen to On Air with Russell of Hotels anywhere. And did you know that I mentioned Thailand a little while ago? I have people from Thailand that listen. I just was talking to them last week. You know, they listen to me there. So Little Addie, you know, she listens to her cousin Russell on, she watches me on Facebook Live. Isn't that something? So we reach a lot of people, although Addie can't make any buying decisions, but her mom can, right? So so there you go. So we reach as far as Thailand. Wow, that's great. So there you go. Orange County, L.A., San Francisco, New York, those are my feeder cities within the U.S. Atlanta, sometimes, you know, those these cities fluctuate. They change every now and then. But as far as international destinations, I just mentioned Thailand. And her mom and dad are both in the military. So thank you for your service. So these are cousins of mine, and they're actually stationed in Thailand, right? So, and they, and their podcast of choice is On Air with Russell Hotels. Can you believe that? Okay. So the U.S. Navy is listening to and watching On Air with Russell Hotels. So just in case you didn't know that, now you know. But thank you so much for your service. I do appreciate it. I don't say, you know, you don't say that enough, but yeah, I do mean that. What was I saying? Feeder cities. Okay. So international destinations, Canada, Jamaica, Bahamas, Barbados, UK, Australia, New Zealand. I mentioned Canada already. I think I did. And Thailand. Oh, the Philippines, which is a huge, huge thing. Philippines as well. So we're all over the world. So, you know, people watching us all over the world. So we do appreciate that. And I do not take that lightly. So thank you so much for the people that do listen. And, well, people say, people that listen or watch, and people say, well, who do you reach? And, you know, what, you know, the breakdown of people, 50%, 50% are hospitality professionals. Let's just say that. Another 50% are actually buyers, people that actually are interested in buying, you know, your hotel. These are people that are meeting planners, these are people that, do leisure travel, right? These are people that want to know more about the hotel space or the hospitality space, you know, how the DMO interacts with hotels. These are people that want to know all that stuff, because believe me, there's a lot of novices out there that don't understand how this whole thing works. So my job is to bring that stuff and make it, you know, easy for people to understand. So there you go. That's what I do. And I bring hospitality professionals, you know, and we talk about different things. So there you go. What is the Russell of Hotels group? Digital marketing, first and foremost, digital marketing. So I do a lot of things, social media for hotels or non-hotels, non-hospitality. If you're just an organization that needs to remain relevant, to build your presence on social media, you know, why not contact On Air with contact Russell of Hotels, or just contact myself, Russell Edmond. That's me. So you want to contact me and you want video, I post videos. I mean, just still things. I do content creation. That's what it's called when you're posting things, you know, the content, you know, I create the content as well as the videos, as well as the posting. So that's what I do. And radio show host, I interview today's hospitality professionals who talk about how you got in this industry. Why are you in this industry? What do you hope to do? You know, where are you now? You know, where you start and where are you now? And we're all about collaboration and connecting people. That's what we do. How is your brand staying relevant? I always make sure that I ask these four questions. How's your brand staying relevant? What are you doing to make it relevant, especially during times like this? Number two, knowing what you know now, is there anything that you're doing differently? What are you doing differently? Have you connected with anyone new lately? I just got an email a couple minutes before the show started from Miss Debbie Megna. Right. She's a CMP. She's with Travel Costa Mesa. She sent me an email, you know, just to see how I'm doing and keep me updated on what's going on in Costa Mesa. So it's just basically a hello email. Anyone can do that. Right. But not everyone is doing it. So I do appreciate Debbie for sending out, you know, she probably contacts me maybe quarterly, something like that, just to let me know what's going on in her destination, which is Costa Mesa, which is in Orange County, California. So I do appreciate that. And I learned that they're promoting an eatcation. I talked about food a little while ago, eatcation, instead of a vacation or a staycation, a eatcation, right? So that's what I'm talking about, right? So another thing that gets your attention, right? So I appreciate her sending that because I like to eat, right? And so you go to Orange County, and I didn't realize this, that in Costa Mesa, there's only, or in Orange County, there's only two Michelin-starred restaurants. You know, Michelin-starred restaurants are like the creme de la creme, the top restaurants that you can, you know, that you can eat or eat at or partake in, right? There's only two. There's only two in Orange County, and they're both in Costa Mesa. I didn't know that, right? So if you're interested in going to Michelin-starred restaurants in Costa Mesa, go to Travel Costa Mesa. That's what their DMO is called, Travel Costa Mesa. Thank you so much, Debbie Megna with Travel Costa Mesa. She's a CMP, just in case you didn't know, which is a right. That means you studied and you know everything about meetings, right? You're like the meetings expert. That's just like a PhD or for, you know, a teacher, right? Or a MD for a doctor, or a JD for someone that wants to be an attorney. Okay, so it's a CMP. So thank you so much, Debbie. I appreciate that. Another quick shout out to a professor, speaking of PhDs or professors, Professor Ryan Giffen. He is a professor with Long Beach State. He's going to be on the show. So I just want to send him a quick shout out. He's a hospitality professor at Long Beach State University. He's going to be on the show October 13th. He has a podcast called The MOD Report. The MOD Report, you know what MOD stands for? Manager on duty. So if you're the manager on duty, I hate being the manager on duty, but one hotel, that was my whole job. I mean, I got to work at 3, worked to 3 to 11, and I was the MOD, right? So anything that goes on at night, normally there's MODs during the day too, or sometimes it's just the general manager if he's there or she's there. But I was the MOD Tuesday through Saturday, okay, from 3 to 11 every night. Well, it went 3 to 1 o'clock on most nights, but anyway. But, it's called, his show is called The MOD Report. Well, he's going to be on the show. And guess where I met him? I met him on LinkedIn, right? We're connected on LinkedIn, and we're going to collaborate on this show here. So isn't that great? So that's what it's all about. That's why I say LinkedIn is so powerful, that you can reach out to people and you can make stuff happen. So thank you so much, Professor Ryan Giffen, for agreeing to be on the show, be on the hot seat, so you be ready. And he asked me, he had the nerve to ask me, you know, what's the topic? You know, don't worry about what the topic is, right? Just be ready. No, I'm joking. No, the topics mostly are about them. It's about them as individual brand and then what brand they represent. So, and who doesn't like to come on the show and talk about themselves? So that's what it's all about, Professor. So that's what it's all about. So I don't tell people what the questions are, but believe me, there are questions that you know the answers to. So there you go. So looking forward to you being on. Make sure everyone tunes in for that. It is 1:47, and I'm now on the introduction of today's topic. But that's okay, because the topic is not going to be that long. So we're going to play right into this, right? So believe me, I 76 shows, right? I know what I'm doing, right? So I know I can talk, and then get to the end like, oh, I got 4 things to talk about. So it's 1:48, and we're going to be done early today. Famous last words, right? But anyway, introduction of today's topic, leadership, development, and your brand. What did all those things mean? I don't know, but I'm just going to jump in. I mean, I get ideas from different things. I listen to, you know, webinars and what do you call them? And podcasts, just, you know, just like my podcast. I mean, that's what I get, you know, ideas from different podcasts or whatever. But it has to do with leadership development in your brand. Leaders need to have more empathy during these COVID times, right? Be more inclusive to your team, spend time with your staff. You definitely have time, right? So, you know, these are the times that we need to spend time with our staff, see what's going on. And everything's not always about business, okay? Not that you have to get really involved in someone's personal life, but, you know, because people share things all the time, and, you know, sometimes it can't be helped that you get involved in people's personal lives. Because you have to know what makes people tick, right? In order to get more from people, you have to know what makes them happy, what makes them sad. You know what I mean? I mean, those are things that we have to concentrate on, and no two people are alike. That's one thing people, it kills me when they say, well, I treat everybody the same. No, you can't treat everybody the same. I mean, that's being that's a disservice if you treat everyone the same, because everyone's different. Everybody comes from different backgrounds. Everybody doesn't like certain things. Everybody doesn't like, okay, let's just say me. Everybody's not plant-based, okay? So, you know, I'm gonna have something different to talk about than someone that, or I like a porterhouse steak and, you know, baked potato with sour cream on it. Well, I don't like that. Okay. I don't eat that. Right. So I'm different. Right. So you can't just, well, steak for everybody. Well, you're leaving someone out. Right. And you didn't know that because you never had a conversation with me. So it just kills me, especially during this time and, you know, social unrest and all this kind of stuff. We're like, well, everybody is the same and I don't treat people any differently. Well, guess what? You have to, because people are different. Okay. I mean, this is something as basic as this, but, you know, and to be an effective leader, I'm saying it again, to be an effective leader, you have to know your people. Okay. The people that work for you, you cannot treat everybody the same. Okay. So spend time with your staff. Like I said, you got nothing but time right now during this COVID thing, right? Training, all these kind of things. You know, it's okay to, this is uncharted territory, right? So leaders need to, they do need to lead, but they need to learn from each other. Okay. So be inclusive, right? Have meetings with everyone. Get everybody's opinion on what you think about, you know, how we should do this, how we should do that. And I'm happy to hear that a lot of hotels or people are doing it. Of course, I always relate this back to the hospitality space because that's where I'm comfortable with. And I'm happy to hear that some people are doing that. A lot of people are doing that, but some people aren't. You know, things, there's a division there because I'm the leader and I think I'm doing everything right. Well, that's not always the case, right? So listen to your people. Be inclusive, spend time with your staff, and don't treat everyone the same because everyone is not the same. We all have different backgrounds. We all come from different places, okay? So don't assume, never assume, right? And have the conversation, whatever the conversation is, have it. Use this time to develop yourself. Separate yourself from the pack. Learn something new. Invest in yourself and always stay relevant. Stay relevant, meaning your brand. Your brand, you're the brand. And you work for a brand, right? So there's always this misnomer. Like I'm always talking about the brand, the company I work for. No, I'm talking about you as a person. You're the brand. I remember I took a marketing, brand marketing class at UCLA some years ago. And the first thing he said, the brand is you. That was the whole thing. It was focusing on you as the brand and what you bring to the table. You know, if I'm late all the time, you know, to my job, well, that reflects on my brand, right? So, oh, Russell, he's a tech guy's always late. You know what I mean? That's your brand that people will brand you as that, right? No, he's always late, whatever. So make sure your brand shines just as well as the brand that you work for. Okay. So remember the brand is you. Okay. And you're representing another brand. Okay. So let's just remember that. So when I post things on social media, I'm posting things as my brand, right? Russell of Hotels, right? So you're never going to see anything too crazy out there, right? Because I want people to respect the brand, respect me, you know, because I'm giving good information. I mean, just like on the radio show, I'm not out here cussing and carrying on and blah, blah, blah. No, because I'm representing my brand, right? And why do I wear a jacket and a pocket scarf that I keep having to adjust? Because that's the brand I want to present to everyone right now. I can easily be on here with hoodie looking like Mark Zuckerberg, but I can't, right? With a hoodie and some flip flops. Well, you couldn't see the flip flops anyway. But anyway, just with a hoodie. But that's not what I'm trying to represent. That's not what it, as far as the show, I'm not trying to put that out there. Okay. So just make sure you remember what you're putting out there. You're putting your brand out there. Okay. Because people will see you before they see the brand. People are going to buy you before they buy the brand. That's why I say, and people, I'm going to represent this particular organization. Well, they're going to buy from you, okay? They're going to buy from Russell Edmond. They're going to buy from, you know, the Hilton Hotel that I used to work for. You know what I mean? They're going to buy me first and then, okay, Russell, the Russell brand, he works for the Hilton Hotel. Okay, great. Yeah, I did. Russell did a great job. So, okay, that transfers that good job over to Hilton. Oh, Hilton did a great job. Well, it started with me, right? So just remember that. Salespeople, you are the brand, okay? Remember that. So use this time to develop yourself, separate yourself from the pack. Attend, there's tons of webinars that are going on out there. They're talking about, you know, hybrid meetings and things like that. So, and they're all free, right? So get into the HSMI or or MPI, you know, they're offering, you know, webinars. So get on as many webinars as you can. Like I said, social media, educate yourself on social media. More about marketing, digital marketing, Excel. Maybe you need to, you know, hone up your Excel skills. Reading, more reading. Maybe reading within the hospitality industry. I don't know. HR. Maybe you're deficient on HR rules and your job is to, as a leader, is to hire people, right? So what about the new rules and policies that may be coming because of this COVID thing? Maybe we need to read up on that. So just make sure we're doing those things with all this time that we have. Focus on what you can control. And I got a lot of this stuff. I listened to a webinar yesterday and I thought it was right on. It was spot on. So I just roll with it. Focus on what you can control. Avoid the noise of negativity, because no matter what you do, someone's always going to say, oh, well, you should do it this way, or I can't believe you're doing this. You know what? You're always going to have this noise, okay? Tune out the noise and do what you need to do. It's your brand. It's not their brand, okay? Do you, because only you can do you, right? You can't do nobody else, right? You can't change anybody else. Okay, so just remember that. Your brand is you. I just beat that one to death. But just remember, the brand is you. Okay, and then like I said, they'll buy the other stuff. I mean, they're going to buy you first, but then, of course, it's going to transfer that, what they like, into the brand that you work for. Leadership dictates where your company will go. Okay, so if you got good leaders, and I've worked with hotels where I had some terrible leaders, okay, but because people were afraid of them, you know, they just let them do whatever. I mean, I've had some experiences that, you know, GMs would go off on clients, go off on meeting planners, blaming them for things that the hotel didn't provide. You know what I mean? I'm just, and you try to, you're like, are you serious? We're going off on them when we were negligent? Oh, were you going to take their side? I'm like, it's not us against them, okay? It's all about what it's about, connecting and collaboration, right? So, but believe me, some of my experiences, and people that have been in the industry or maybe not even in this industry, they deal with this stuff too, where you got some leaders that, how they even get leaders, they never even should have been there, but they're going off on people and on tangents. I'm like, what the heck are you talking about? You know, it's just crazy, just ridiculous. So, And guess what? I started this by saying leadership dictates where your company will go. And guess where that company went or that hotel went? It was going down, okay, because of the leadership and not wanting to listen. You know, it's my way and this and that and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, ooh, you can feel it, right? But anyway, even leaders need help. Have weekly meetings with staff. Get the pulse of the people, of your people, right? And we talked about it a little while ago. Get the pulse of them. It's okay to ask, you know, like, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? That doesn't mean that you're less of an effective leader. If anything, that means you're an effective leader because you want to know what everyone else thinks before, because ultimately it's still your decision. But why not get the information from them, right? But anyway, especially during these COVID times, no one has experiences. We're in uncharted territory, okay? No one has experiences before. So it's okay to get information from other people, especially people that work for you. So that's it. So I want to thank you so much for joining On Air with Russell Fotels. I didn't mention this, but I'm not in Alaska, okay? But I was in Alaska last year and, you know, we always talk about, well, we want to travel. I'm going to travel out of the country and blah, blah, blah. You know, there's a lot of stuff on my bucket list that I wanted to, that I want to accomplish, right? And Alaska was one of those, right? So that's in the United States, right? So I did that last year, went to four cities, Ketchikan, Juneau, Skagway, Whittier, and those are at, what do you call them? Glaciers in back of me, which are going away. So I just wanted to show that today. So Alaska, great destination. If you're ever interested, knock that off your bucket list. Do a cruise to Alaska. That's what you should do. Anyway, thank you so much for joining On Air with Russell Fotels. This was number show 76. We're going to get ready for show 77 right now. So anyway, today is Taco Tuesday. So enjoy something meatless, a meatless taco. Okay, whatever that is, veggie tacos, whatever. So just enjoy that because that's what I'm going to do. So anyway, you guys take care. Thank you so much for joining On Air with Russell Fotels. And we'll see you next week. Have a great week. Bye.
Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Please tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. Email Russell at russell@russellofhotels.com with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success, rather become a person of value.